A tinny, staticky voice fills your ears as it echoes from the prison chamber before you all.
Watch below, or I will get in there and make you watch.
Checkers, at the doorway, open just a crack. You have visual confirmation that you have found your target, the far eye of the Grung tribe that Celestia Dreamweaver pointed you in the direction of, a Grung that you hope may have some sort of answers to the, we'll just casually call it, Ultra Giant and Shepherd problem. And your goal is before you. But I think it's fair to say that obtaining this prize will likely not come easily.
So Checkers is peeking through this doorway, and he describes the room to the rest of the party and says, I don't know if we're getting them out without a fight, guys. Do we have the opportunity to try and sneak in there, maybe try to catch this guard by surprise?
If you'd like to make a group stealth check, you certainly can try.
We can try it.
Yeah, I mean, worst case, we're discovered, but... but yeah, I don't think we're just going to waltz our way in there peacefully.
Please make me a stealth check with appropriate advantages, disadvantages, etc.
Checkers with a 17.
Okay.
And Mango with a 6.
Selv with minus 2 gets a 15.
Kaskrin with a 9.
Val with an unnatural 1.
Oh.
You know, it's a question why we ever did this, actually. Yeah, why did we roll
this? Minus 2.
Yeah.
Checkers. Everyone behind you. Selv does pretty well. Yeah. I mean, you know Selv. He's very good at this. But the line between success and failure is often so thin. And you're like, maybe we can... He slipped a little bit, but it's not lost yet.
Yeah.
And, man, Mango just really isn't...
yeah.
He's not built for stealth in these sort of situations. Get him some mud.
Yeah.
You won't ever see him again.
I feel like Mango just is like, I cannot fit through this door. Brrr. Yeah. He just opens it.
Yes.
I love that whenever like we fail, it's never the opposite side just has a really good perception. It's always that like we stumbled and like fell and you are the, well, yes, different things.
You are the protagonist. You are the drivers of both good and ill. And then the last two simple fools who know not of the life of stealth bumble in.
So Checkers calls out to his group. He's like, we got to get ready for a fight. Let's see if we can catch them off guard. And he expertly opens the door fully, trying to let the rest of the party in. And then just all of this happens.
Yes. and just immediate failure.
I feel like Checkers is like, okay, team, get ready. And Val's like, oh, you know what? Quick bite of Val trail mix. Yeah,
we gotta carve up.
And she doesn't know that he's opened the door in that time, so she's just taking a big crunch down on some crunchy granola.
Yeah, there's just one like pecan in there that's just like echoes the final thing. So great news, everyone. You can finally see what's inside the room. Bad news, everyone. This room sucks ass. This room goes backwards about 60 feet. On either side and along the back wall are more of these holding cells that you already have observed, Checkers. Most of them are empty, but you certainly see, in addition to the one that is holding the far eye across the room, you see three additional ones that are closed at the moment. The floor is entirely grates. Thick, sturdy metal for sure, but lots of holes in them. And in the middle of the room are three different daises or kind of control panel kind of things. Also, in the middle of the room, is a large creature. From the back, it looks passingly familiar to the first mate of the Sky Stalker, who was previously wearing a bunch of, you know, kind of Iron Man style robotic armor. This one seems bulkier and bigger, and has a one version of me wants to call it a sick hot rod red paint job, but in actuality is a Pentarchy red.
Yeah. Only Caspian sees the cool flame
decals.
That's
true. Yeah, right. Yes, yeah. Only you can make out the flame decals and the hot trucker mud flaps that it has. That is not canon. In one of its big gauntleted hands, it is holding a large warhammer that it is pointing and gesturing at the far eye as it is yelling and getting more frustrated at him. And at its hip, you see a large length of preposterously thick chain. Checkers, you open the door expertly, perfectly, and you're in. These fucking guys. These guilders, they're great at some things. This is not your finest moment. And so this creature spins around, and you can see now that it is a full, bulky, giant suit of armor. Imagine kind of like an extra large space marine from Warhammer, and that's kind of the vibe.
It's the Hulkbuster.
Yeah, exactly. 100% the
Hulkbuster. Yes, yes. And you can see this creature whips around and says,
"You four, announce yourselves. Who are you?"
Val elbows Checkers.
"I am the Chosen of Celestia Dreamweaver," and I pull out the badge that we stole from the guard. "We've been authorized to retrieve this prisoner for further questioning."
Give me a deception check.
A zero. a natural one, minus one.
Oh.
Minus two.
Minus, yeah, negative three, I guess.
The creature is standing next to one of these control panels. Again, there is three, kind of one towards the back of the room and two a little bit closer. And it says,
"Good. More prisoners to question."
And slams its gauntleted fist down on the control panel. And the door behind you slams shut. And then it lifts it up a second time and hammers it down. And halfway through the room, and again, it's about a 60-foot room, you see what appears to be living mercury get up through the grates and form two more large, silvery, amorphous, fin creatures. And this jailer calls out,
"Detain them."
Oh no.
"We only need a few alive for questioning if it comes to it. We'll resurrect the rest later."
And that is where I'll ask you all to roll for initiative.
Cool. So Hulkbuster and two Terminators.
Yes. Yeah.
Got it. So just a reminder, the ring, in the first round of combat, the speed of you and your allies is increased by 10 feet.
Thank you.
Selv with a 16.
Caskren with a 19.
Checkers has a 7, and I have swapped out the dice, so.
Val has an 8.
Hey!
Wow, I don't think I've ever gone last in initiative.
The jailer says,
"Let's put Forminhard-Vec's new creations to the test."
And the first mithril golem, more liquid than solid, starts encroaching on you guys. For its first attack of the combat, it is going to use its ability called Painful Oppression.
I don't like this already.
Yeah.
We haven't even started yet.
This creature, as I described, more liquid than solid. And it flows like sentient water between all of you. out of nowhere from strange places where you could maybe consider a torso or where a leg would be or something, it lashes out with a pseudopod arm, leg, or something stranger. I would like, as all five of you are hit in pressure points, to make a constitution saving throw.
It's not a poison, is it?
It is a poison.
Ooh.
DC is 17 we're looking for here, everybody.
Ooh. Val fails.
Mango fails. Checkers succeeds. Caspian succeeds.
Self fails.
So everyone who failed is poisoned. Oh, good news. You're only poisoned till the start of your next turn.
Okay.
However, anyone who failed this save by 5 or more falls prone. Immediately, this thing perfectly hits pressure points and, spoiler alert, injects you all with a little something.
Ah, dang.
And the pain is intense. So first, you'll take 10 points of poison damage.
Ugh. This is only if you fail?
Correct. Okay. Only if you failed. And those who failed by 5 or more, which is Val and Selv.
And Mango.
And Mango are all knocked prone as your nervous system seizes up for a moment. As a bonus action, Valeska Carter, could you please make me a DC 16 dexterity saving throw, please?
Probably not. I fail.
Val, you fall. And this thing reaches down and grabs you by the ankle and throws you 15 feet into the nearest cell that is open.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Kaskrin Brightmane.
Yep.
There are three combatants in front of you. The Mithril Golem, the first one, is kind of right up in your business and has just picked up and thrown a apparently poisoned and prone Valeska Carter into a jail cell. There is another one not too far behind it, and there is a jailer behind him as well. What would you like to do?
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
So, in the same way that this kind of liquid mercury kind of formed these two golems, Kaskrin is also going to don this kind of, like, new armor. So he is going to, as a bonus action, cast his, like, stone shields and form this stone armor around himself, granting him more armor, damage reduction, as well as forming his weapon into his hand. And this is going to be in the form of his large warhammer. As an action, he is going to cast the spell Orbital Stones. And small chunks of rock also begin to float off of his arms and begin sort of like circling around him, granting him 3/4 cover while he still has one of these stones active. He is going to shift around a little bit and try to get in between this creature that's like up next to us and assessing this creature, like, does it have any joints, any weak points, anything that he can take advantage of? And he sees, presumably, nothing.
It is both none joints and all joints.
Yeah. And he said, did he say this thing was mithril?
Yes.
And that is my turn.
It is now the second Mithril Golem's turn. And seeing that there is at least one other character that is both prone and extremely throwable, it is going to weave its way around. I will say that, Kaskrin, you'd be able to take an attack of opportunity against it.
Okay. That is a 27 to hit.
Most definitely a
nice
hit.
13 points of damage.
So, could you please make me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Oh, you betcha I can. 25.
Believe it or not, that is a success. That is an extreme success. You don't get anything bonus for it, but you get to feel good about
it. Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer. So that is its bonus action. That is part of its move action. Not all of its move action, of course, but it's, you know, pretty happy, I'd say, for the most part where it is. It's going to go ahead and make... Wait, let me make sure. Oh, yeah. It's going to make 4 attacks now.
I'm honestly kind of glad I got thrown.
Yeah.
Kind of glad I'm in the cell.
So it starts just spinning around in a frenzy, reaching out and perfectly hitting every single creature around it. So first, it's just, you know, it wasn't able to get Selv? Selv, were you rolling dramatically out of the way?
Selv was just rolling on the ground, trying to avoid the weird mithril mercurial.
I imagine it like the breakdancer / monk move, where you whip your feet around.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And so it was trying to kind of make a lasso almost to grab one of your limbs and toss you. But now that it's not able to, it regains its kind of full form and makes, we'll say, kind of more like a very large fist to bring down upon you a handful of times. First attack, that is a 20 to hit.
Yes, that will hit.
12 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm hurting here.
Second is another 20 to hit.
Oh, no.
Of course it is.
With 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yep.
Wow. Holy crap.
And then is going to take an attack against, is going to, you know, kind of start working its way around. It's a large creature and has quite good reach. And by quite good reach, I mean 15 feet of reach.
Wow.
Because it is all kind of like spindly and stuff. It is able to just extend outward. So it's going to do an attack upon each of the frogs as well.
Cool.
That is a 21 to hit.
Hits.
14 points of bludgeoning damage. And we'll say that is against Checkers. Sorry.
That's good.
And then now against Mango. Only a 13 to hit.
That fails to hit, thankfully.
Whew. Oh, excuse me. A 16 to hit.
That hits.
No.
13 points of bludgeoning damage. That is the end of its turn. So you guys are all up in it.
Yeah.
Selv, you have been smacked upon a couple times, but it wasn't able to throw you. You are on the ground. You have been smushed ever so slightly, but it is your turn. What would you like to do?
Well, first things first, I'll spend 20 feet of movement to stand up. I guess, is this, how far is the closest creature to me?
10 feet. So the max width of this whole room is 20 feet.
Oh, okay.
It's very narrow but long.
Correct, yeah. It's 20 feet wide, but 60 feet deep. And that is usable. That's not including the extra room for the jail cells and yada yada.
In that case, we'll start off with two attacks. Using the Fist of Unbroken Air, I'm concentrating on one of them.
Perfect. So we'll just assume the second one that's already been hit by Kaskrin.
Sure, yeah. So the first one is going to be a 24 to hit.
Hit.
11 points of bludgeoning, magical bludgeoning damage. I'm also going to spend a key point to make it make a... Is it a constitution saving throw for stunning strike? It makes a constitution saving throw. DC 15.
And what
one.
Is this... what condition are you looking... Does this impart?
This is stunning strike. So it does... stunned, right?
I assume.
I believe so. Yes. I was just double-checking.
Yes.
It passes.
Okay, gotcha.
Nothing happens.
All right, the second
attack... Wait, you didn't roll a dice.
I didn't, correct.
Boo.
So it's probably immune.
Liquid metal, pretty hard to stun, believe it or not.
Don't like that.
So the second attack was only a 13 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay, I'm going to spend an additional key point to do Flurry of Blows. That's a natural one.
Oh, no.
And a 17 to hit.
17 is a miss.
So that will end my turn.
Valeska Carter, you are prone. You've been thrown in a jail cell.
Hey.
What would you like to do?
Get up.
Okay.
Move just outside the jail cell. I'm assuming the door is still open?
Yes, exactly.
Can't you take a quick look at the lock mechanism? Does it require a key card?
Give me a quick perception check. Or I would also take Arcana.
I would love to give you an Arcana check. 22.
You do not see any locking mechanism or runes around this. It appears to just be the presumable force field area.
Okay, gotcha. So Val would like to take just a step outside the jail cell, so if the door closed, she would not be in it. And then are these golems and the jailer within a 20-foot radius, let's say, without including my party?
Definitely not. It is all extremely melee combat at this point, unfortunately.
Is the jailer off?
The jailer would be totally by himself at this point, yes.
Val casts Fireball on the jailer.
Okay.
Nice.
Please have him make a dexterity saving throw.
He doesn't move.
Okay.
You said something earlier when Steve was trying to stun these mithril golems.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall what it was? It was an observation kind of on my lack of
rolling
action.
Dice,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm repeating that same action.
Okay.
Now.
Great.
Because he is wreathed in flames. You see the armor starts to glow a little bit in the heat, but does not seem affected by the fire.
Gotcha. Val will hide behind the door to get a little bit of cover.
Are you going? So there's no door.
Oh, there's no door.
There's like
it's
a wall.
Force field.
So you'd have to go back in.
No.
To the cell.
I thought it was like a door is able to open, but
it's like
it is a force field.
Star Trek holding cell.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a great comparison. You might be able to run out and get some cover behind one of the control panels that's close to you. If that is something, you would be kind of out in the open a little bit, but you'd at least get probably some half cover.
You know what? Val will move towards the control panel.
Okay. Seems good.
In a way where it's far away from battle trigonometry.
There's no far in this room, unfortunately. Fair. But I'll say you'll get half cover on for the majority of attacks. I'll let you know otherwise.
Okay, thank you.
If that does not apply. You are done. Checkers, the Grung Druid.
Yes.
Boy, this place sucks.
So the two mithril golems have essentially just run up on us. They're 15 feet away, but they're pinpointing us with these little pseudopods.
Yes.
And the jailer is just standing behind these control daises laughing.
Yeah. Yes.
At the fact that we are completely ineffectual. Mango's going to stand up, and I'm going to use half my movement to hop on top of Mango. He, as a bonus action, is going to disengage. And we're going to try and make our way towards the center of the room and see, is there a way we can... I'm thinking, like, can we activate these jail cells? Maybe even free the Far Eye.
Okay. So you're essentially going and you're trying to study what these panels are doing.
Yes.
Boy, this isn't super in your expertise.
No.
but I love the energy and idea of it. First, I'm going to ask you to roll a perception check.
All right. That'll be a 16 with exhaustion.
So you start... You hop over.
I just start pushing buttons randomly. Like,
oh, no.
I don't know what I'm doing.
And there's a lot of beeping and whatever. Yep. And boy, sure hope you don't hit an alarm by accident that might be on one of these control panels. But as you start hitting all of these buttons, you see out of the corner of your eye, the Far Eye gesture to you. And he looks at you very pointedly. And points at you, points at the control panel, and then mimes like he's bashing something.
Okay. I'll call out to Val. Val, we gotta break these things! Get your axe out! And I'll give up my action for Mango to attack this dais.
Okay.
He's gonna slam into it. That'll be a 19 to hit.
That is a successful hit.
That's 9 points of damage.
Checkers. Could you please roll me any dice and call odds or even?
Odd.
Okay.
8.
Okay. At the end of your turn,
yes.
Checkers, the Far Eye gives you a webbed thumbs up.
Nice.
And gives you the keep going kind of like circular finger motion.
I thumbs up back.
Checkers does nothing if not seek approval from others.
The jailer spins around seeing you guys making secret frog hand signals to one another. And he slams his gauntleted fist down again on the control panel closest to him. And I would like everyone in this room to make me a dexterity saving throw, including the golems.
I have half cover.
Perfect.
Does that do
it? I believe it gives you a +2 to dexterity saves.
Yeah,
okay.
And AC, yeah.
Hey!
Is it good?
17.
That is good. Is it good enough?
I don't know.
Boy, I hope so. Boy, I hope so. The DC we're looking to be here is 14.
Oh, thank God.
Cashcrit has so many bonuses to dexterity because of these stones, and I rolled a natural 1.
No!
Both Checkers and Mango succeed at DC 14.
As does Selv. With evasion means he's unscathed.
What do you do to evade as above you spigots make a clicking sound as if imagine the sound of a fire burner on an oven clicking on. And then the whole room is wreathed in flames. So instead of lovely fire sprinklers, well, they are fire sprinklers.
They are fire sprinklers.
Yeah.
As fireball is cast across this entire room.
Oh.
So what do you do to get out of the way, Selv?
So Selv actually shoulder rolls and crouches even closer to one of these mithril golems, just enough to have its body and arms shield most of the heat from his body.
Selv, you successfully kind of duck under one of these, but it only lasts for a moment. You actually still get singed a little bit, not damage-wise, but theatrically, because these creatures melt into the floor.
Ooh.
And also, using their evasion, take no damage because of a successful dexterity saving throw.
Wow. Hate this.
In total, those who failed take 24 points of fire damage.
Ooh, wow. I could have rolled almost any other number of it.
With the remainder of the turn, the jailer sees you all lightly singed. Well, except for Selv, but he's overall pretty happy with the outcome of this situation. And he starts striding across the room towards you. Val, I'm going to ask you to roll me a d20. Do you want odds or evens?
Evens.
Okay.
A natural one.
Well, that's odd.
The jailer walks towards your control panel and not Checkers' control panel.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, this is your pilot speaking. I would like to welcome you to Reckless Airlines. Our total flight time for this episode is approximately 1 hour, and we will be cruising at an altitude of 2,000 frog stacks. In a little bit, the flight attendants will be by with complimentary clips and excerpts from previous Reckless Attack episodes. We know you have a lot of choices when it comes to 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcasts, and we would like to thank you for choosing ours. If you enjoyed your experience during today's episode, please be sure to fill out the in-flight survey and leave us a rating or review, or tell a friend. Book your next flight with us at www.recklessattack.com, and thank you for listening.
Top of the round. There are two people who are at control panels. One is actively both smashing them in terms of experimenting and smashing them in terms of destroying. One of you is cowering behind a control panel, and the rest of you are getting singed and punched. Both of the golems are actually now reforming, kind of like back up. And it's the mithril golem's turn. First attack against the self. That is a 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
9 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Getting a little close?
I'm at 1.
Oh no.
What?
Alright. 28 to hit.
Okay.
8 points of bludgeoning damage.
Not done yet.
Not done yet. When you are reduced to 0 hit points, but not killed outright. You can drop to 1 hit point instead. You can't use this feature again until you finish a long rest, which is fair.
Yeah.
And what does that? Where did you get that ability?
That is from the Ring of the Bear, the level 2.
Oh, nice.
Ring of the Bear.
Nice. All right. Never All thought right. we'd have to use it, but here we are.
Yeah, well.
So you guys see Selv, the lights go out for a moment, like unconscious on his feet, as clearly this thing's attention. Then, as much as you can tell with it kind of being an amorphous, faceless thing, seems to turn away from Selv. Selv, we have not seen this ability before. What does it look like? You are, again, you are dazed, you are unconscious and standing and about to topple over. What happens to keep you in the fight?
Selv drops to a knee and kind of has his hand out. And just for a moment, it looks like he's going to kind of slump over. But then there is kind of an outline of Prince Robard standing in front of him that clasps his arm and lifts him back up and just says, "We're not done yet."
And again, this creature is no longer attacking yourself. It is, unfortunately, attacking Kaskrin Brightman.
Cool.
First attack. That is a 29 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
I am rolling bonkers right now. Yeah. I promise these are missable. That is 12 points of damage, bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, I take a little less, but that still hurts.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, you guys, AC 18 sucks, apparently.
22 to hit.
That is still exactly my AC.
Damn it. Wow.
14 points of damage.
All right. Yeah.
Well, but you're resistant to that stuff, though, right?
I take a little bit less, yeah.
That is the end of its turn. It is your turn, Kaskrin Brightmane.
I am going to try and keep the attention of the one that is attacking me. I'm just going to move a little bit in that direction. Is this the one that I damaged before?
Not if you are attacking the one that has just hit you, but there is another one that is right there. So you could either do the one kind of a rebuttal attack or focus on the one that you've already been wailing on.
I will focus on the one that I've been wailing on then instead. It seems like one of them already wants to kill me. The other one might as well start doing that too. So.
Yeah, you can imagine both are pretty equal opportunity trying to kill you.
Can I do a perception roll to see, like, is there anything I can learn about these creatures? Because we know that, like, Selv tried to stun them, didn't seem to work. Vleska tried, you know, they obviously are immune to fire, given that the whole room can be bathed in fire and they're fine. Like, is there anything else that I can learn?
You can make me an Arcana check.
Can I, though?
Is there something else that you... I would also accept a history check. I would also... Do you have any proficiency in stone things as a dwarf?
I have stone cunning. I am proficient in the history skill related to the origin of stonework, and I add double my proficiency to the check.
Well, there you go. Look at us using our background abilities. Two episodes in a row. Hot damn. Good job, everybody. Kaskrin, please roll me a... I'm going to probably say intelligence check, but with double proficiency.
Nice. That is a 22.
So what that check mostly tells you about is not necessarily this creature, but it is you recalling what Mithril is and does. Mithril, super rare, very, very strong metal. Without going into too much world-building detail, yada, 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 you can certainly guess that something made out of Mithril, especially a golem made out of Mithril, is probably immune to basically all statuses. You know, just like charmed or stunned, certainly, etc. You know that it dodged out of the way of the fire as opposed to kind of like sat there and tanked it. But also, you would know that things made out of Mithril often have some sort of magical resistance against them. Has built-in magical resistance. So stuff like saving throws, might be a little bit better at than other things, at least from magical effects.
Right, okay. This is like, Kaskrin will love to do something cute or like, you know, like let's try to push him in this thing or do something. But it's like, this is not the time for it. Kaskrin is just going to try and hit the one that he hit before. First attack. 16 to hit.
That is a miss.
All right. Second attack. That is even less, unfortunately.
No. So,
two swings and a miss. Kaskrin is just trying to swing his warhammer in this thing, but it's just like, you know, maneuvering out of the way. As a bonus action, I am going to take one of the stones orbiting Kaskrin, and he is going to huck it at the dais that is closest to Valeska.
Ooh, cool. Love that.
I'm going to make a ranged spell attack to hit.
Perfect. Please do.
That is a 14 against the stationary target.
You can still miss.
Not only can you miss, but it is worth noting that it's more about like difficulty of dealing damage. So it's kind of a stand-in for hardness and that sort of thing.
Sure.
But I am exceptionally kind. And the AC is 15.
I still miss, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, shoot.
Yeah.
What a turn, huh?
So it is it is just so solidly made that you launch this thing at it and it just bounces off and makes a dent, but does not seem to affect the structure of it.
Cool. Yeah, good turn, guys. That is it for me.
Second Mithril Golem's turn, the one that has been whacking upon the Kaskrin. I think I think this one is just going to actually just going to four times wail on Kaskrin.
Oh, jeez.
Cool, yeah.
That is a natural two.
All right.
So
all
I'm
right.
not going to tell you the bonus, but it does miss. That is a 24 to hit.
Jesus. Yeah, that hits.
10 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. I take a little less.
Third attack. That is a 22 to hit.
That still hits.
11 points of damage.
Jesus. All right.
And that is a 25 to hit.
Oh, my gosh.
You said these were missable.
Yeah, then. Right?
You missed one.
I know. I am rolling preposterous. I have not rolled less. I haven't rolled less than a 12 almost this whole time. So we'll see what happens. But that one is 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. I am also really not looking good.
You know what will make you look even less good? If you fail this dexterity saving throw as it is trying to huck you into a jail cell.
All right. I am going to use my inspiration on this one.
Okay.
I did need that for a 19.
That is a pass. So once again, it is absolutely wailing on you, and it thinks it has a moment where you are, kind of stunned by the amount of damage, and so it can catch you off guard and trip you up. But once again, Kaskrin Brightmane is entirely too stubborn to be thrown to the side.
Yep.
That is the end of its turn. Selv Astralin, you have one HP.
Yes, I do.
But you're still here, goddammit. You're still conscious. So that's good. What would you like to do with that information?
I'm going to spend a key point, and as a bonus action, I am going to use Step of the Wind and take, as a bonus action, the disengage action.
Okay.
I am going to move far enough away from the jailer to make it to the council that I believe Checkers has damaged already,
yep.
But I don't want to end my turn within, let's say, 10 or 15 feet of that.
Yeah, I would say by the geometry of this room, you would either have to be kind of right next to where Checkers is, which is right next to the panel, or would have to kind of move past the panel if you're looking to do something more arranged. And
actually,
you would definitely have the movement to do so.
I would like to move past the panel, but still be within 15 feet of the panel.
Okay, perfect.
And then, as my action, I will take two attacks with Fist of Unbroken Air, and we'll see how that goes. So that's only going to be an 8 to hit.
Nope.
The other one is a 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
So that will be 9 points of bludgeoning damage to the council.
I have great news. You are able to plow through this console, and arcane sparks start flying out of it. And you see it beautifully reflected in Mango's eyes. He's like, wow, all these beautiful sparks. This console is destroyed.
Nice. Okay. I hope we didn't need that for anything.
Yeah, right.
You see Farai give a more enthusiastic thumbs up.
Okay.
I believe I am done for right now.
Seems good. Valeska Carter, there is a giant robotic-ish jailer kind of right next to you. You see, again, there are many open cells, a couple of filled cells nearby, and there's a Farai and, Mithra columns and blah, 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 kind of all around you. What do you want to do?
I would like to read the control panel.
Aha! I suppose you can do that.
I can read anything.
You can read anything. Give me a perception check, only so I can gauge how quickly you are able to parse this based off of, I'm kind of retroactively going to say what sort of action this is going to take. If you roll well, it's a free action.
Natural 20.
Hell
guys, when I need to read shit, Val can read shit.
I read good, actually.
It actually gives you an action back.
Yeah.
I think you get inspiration or action surge, but only to do scholarly things,
right.
I think. Okay, so immediately you are able to read this panel.
Okay.
The main thing that pops out at you is Tower Alert.
Okay.
And you
stay far away from that one.
And you see that is the main thing that is on this panel.
Okay.
There would be, I would say actually on this panel, there are a couple of controls for some of the jail cells that are on your side of things.
Okay.
But you do note, especially with your natural 20, that this does not control all of the parts of the room.
Okay.
Nor does it have other buttons, such as the fire sprinklers that was already done. Doesn't have any more buttons to summon, say, more elemental, more golems, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So you are kind of able to intuit that each of these is a little different.
Gotcha.
And this is the one that has an alarm on it.
Okay. Knowing that, Val will actually yell to the group, "This one has the alarm," and then point blank blast two eldritch beams straight into it. The lowest one is the 20.
Both hit.
Oh, nice.
That will do 6 points of damage total.
Okay.
Didn't roll well on the
But you start, I mean, especially because you're kind of blasting straight into the top of this panel, you see damage is done. Mm-hmm. It's just not quite enough to render it non-functional. Anything else?
I don't think it's worth moving because the jailer will get an attack of opportunity. But also, I don't want to stay.
They're all bad options, that's
all
for sure.
All bad options. I currently have half cover. Does that matter for the jailer?
I'll say that what you could do with some of your movement is, because this thing has such big reach, I'm fine with you kind of continuing to play chicken with it and just kind of try to keep the panel between yourself and it. It is big enough that it would be able to reach you, but it makes it just that little bit more awkward, so you'd be able to keep your half cover, or it'd have to move pretty significantly around this panel to get to you.
Yeah, I'm going to be like the kids in the kitchen of Jurassic Park, just slowly trying to avoid the raptors.
Perfect,
So right now, the party is kind of sandwiched between these mithril golems on one end of the room and the jailer on the other end, who is coming at us with this big warhammer. And Casgrin is sort of valiantly standing between us and these two mithril golems, right?
It's not going great.
How are these golems looking? Have we slowed them down at all?
You've hit one solidly a couple times and missed it a good number of more times.
Yeah.
The other one is untouched, as is the jailer.
So, Nathan, I want to try something, and you can tell me if this is stupid or not.
Right?
I want to try to use the Mantle of Still Waters to pull one of these mithril golems into a jail cell, because we know that the console that Val is reading actually has some of the controls for the jail cells on her side. Are there any, grates or anything within these jail cells that these golems could, melt through like we just saw them do? Or do I think this would have a reasonable chance of trapping them?
So, first, to answer the easier of the questions.
Okay.
There are no grates in these cells.
Cool.
They are solid floor, presumably more of this obsidian. Now, can you move them? I will say that they are slippery, but you feel like, you know, with kind of the power of the relic that you have at your disposal, you could probably scoop up enough to move it meaningfully, I guess is what I'll say.
Okay. So what I will do then is, as a bonus action, and I'm going to use my inspiration for this.
Seems
good. I'm going to create a point of still water in one of the jail cells near Val and try to pull the untouched mithril golem into that jail cell.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a ranged spell attack, and a rope just kind of shoots out and tries to pull on this thing's ethereal soul.
Okay. And what is the kind of range that it is able to yoink?
30 feet.
Okay. That is able to reach easily, I think, anything using battle trigonometry in this room at the moment.
So let's see it. That'll be a 19 to hit.
Just barely hit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So this rope kind of materializes out of this puddle, hits the mithril golem, and just yanks it into this open jail cell. And what I want to do is, Mango and Checkers are going to move over to Val's console, and I'm going to be like, "Val, which is the button I shouldn't touch?"
God, I will point to the tower alert button. I was very tempted to not point to it, but I will tell the truth.
It's almost like a double negative, too, of what is Checkers asking, and what is he really asking, and what do I want to tell him, but what do I really want to tell him, and how can we square all of these things all at once? So you point to the tower alarm button.
Okay, and I'm going to push the other buttons to try and close the jail cell that I just yanked the golem
into. Give me a low dexterity check. I will even let you do a sleight of hand.
I would
or
love
something along those lines.
Sleight of hand would be great. That's a 22 for sleight of hand.
You just slam your web fingers all over the keyboard, essentially, and hit every button possible. All along this side wall, you see arcane barriers flicker on and off.
Turning the lights on and off again.
Essentially. And eventually, you're able to time it as you're smashing. You don't know what button you pushed. You just know when exactly to stop pushing buttons. As, whoosh, one of the golems is stashed into a jail cell.
Oh, thank goodness.
Woo!
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
And
thank God.
Could you roll me another d20?
Of course.
I'm going to say don't roll low on this.
I rolled a 15.
Whew. Great news. There was an additional creature, spectral creature.
Okay.
In this stretch of jail cells that you were slamming the keyboard.
Oh no.
This one is a huge creature that is an amorphous blob, one of the mindless spirits.
Love that for us.
And the barrier in front of it, which is behind you all, right next to Kaskrin, right next to Selv, and mere feet away from the rest of you, the barrier flickers off for just a moment. You see it start to advance outwards. And with a click-clack of the keyboard, the barrier goes back up.
Oh, no.
And you don't know whether it's because Checkers has perfect timing and perfect awareness of all things.
It's that one.
He just got very, very lucky. You did not unleash this huge soul-sucking creature. But you have successfully gotten one of the mithril golems, the undamaged one,
nice,
into a nearby jail cell. Is there anything else you would like to do with this very impactful turn?
So I've used my bonus action. I've used my action to push on these keys. I'm going to call out to Kaskrin. Cass, you okay? How's it going?
No, these things suck. It hurts.
Okay.
I can't do anything about it.
I can't do anything about it, but I do.
Hold tight.
I'm hoping that if we get these consoles down, maybe the Far Eye can do something. Maybe he knows something we don't. So as a action surge, I'm going to flip on top of Mango and cast the second level spell Summon Beast to bring in Billiam the Butterfly Frog.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to swoop in from the corner and lash out with his tongue at the console that I just used to try and break it.
Awesome. Yep,
time out.
That.
Time out.
Yeah.
When the other console was broken, are the doors still up on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just
okay.
described a huge creature coming to suck our souls, and I would like that to stay in itself.
Yeah. Exactly. That one. Don't worry about it. Yeah. This one is more of like it now can't be opened easily.
Great.
On that wall of things.
Okay.
Cool. So I got what I wanted out of this console, and now I want it gone.
Yes. Very reasonable. Give me a Billiam attack roll.
That's like a 27.
Awesome. Nice. That hits.
10 points of damage.
A weighty, meaty tongue rolls out like a fruit roll-up.
Yes.
And just like dead weights onto this thing and crushes it into the ground, splitting it in half.
Perfect.
Billiam!
Yeah. And then Billiam's going to make his way next to Kaskrin, hoping to take some of the heat off of him.
Yeah, seems good. Thanks, Billiam.
So, to your point, Sophie.
Yes.
Destroying the console on the other side of the room did not break down any of the barriers. Same here. These barriers are holding strong, despite this, which is important to note, given what is in the cells in this side of the room. And that's all I'll say on that subject. Anything else, Checkers?
That is my turn.
Insolent amphibian.
That's me.
I will teach you the meaning of penitence.
And it reaches down, not with its warhammer, but to the huge chain on its hip. And you hear this ominous metal sound as it takes it off its hip and kind of whips it forward to its full length. It spins it around dexterously and throws it at Checkers. It uses its heavy chain attack.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's 19 on the die.
That hits, absolutely.
That is 22 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yep, that seems bad.
You are grappled.
Oh, no.
As this chain wraps around you. As a related action, you hear some more clacking coming from inside of this suit, robot, mechanical thing. And the voice that has been speaking to you changes and reverberates with power. You can feel the sonic waves emanate from this construct directed right at you, and you hear the word
Gravel.
It uses the spell command on you.
Okay.
Give me a wisdom saving throw, please.
For the record, I am bloodied, and we will see how this works out. That is only a 9.
That is a failure.
Uh-huh.
So you begin to grovel.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
As its final action, it turns to Valeska and says,
Now, you.
And it slowly raises its huge warhammer above its head and brings it down to strike on top of you. And that is where we're going to end this week's episode.
No!
Jason!
See you next time. Bye!
Oh, jeez.
At least I'm really good at reading.
Yeah.
at least Val can really read well.
Yeah. So as rough as this combat is, you guys have done a very good job of ensuring it didn't get worse.
Nice.
Because it could have gotten a lot.
We would have needed to run.
Like a lot worse.
Cool.
But you're doing great and got one of the golems out of the way,
yeah,
and have destroyed the control panel, so like can't just easily get it out. So,
yeah. Great,
pretty good.
Pro moves,
pretty
Yay.
Good.
I have 18 HP. You have 8.
8.
1.
20.
Okay, we're all one hit away from going.
Basically, yeah.
All right.